the Republican platform says, the welfare of the farmer is vital to that of the whole country. The prosperity of the country rests purely upon the prosperity of agriculture. Just now, one of the strongest hopes of returning good times is based on the business which the farmer's crops are to afford. The Republican Party during the last 12 years has accomplished extraordinary work in bringing the resources of the national government to the aid of the farmer. He is vitally interested in the restraining of excessive and unduly discriminating railroad rates, in the enforcement of the pure food law, in the promotion of scientific agriculture, and in increasing the comforts of country life, as by the extension of free rural delivery and the building of good roads. The free delivery in the postal service now reaches millions of our citizens and will be extended until every community in the land receives its full benefit. Everyone recognizes the essential and economic advantages of good country roads, maintained more and more largely at public expense and less at the expense of the abutting owner. The policies of the present administration have most industriously promoted all these objects and cannot fail to commend themselves to the farmer's approval. It is difficult to see how, with his intelligent appreciation of the threats to business prosperity involved in democratic success at the polls, he can do otherwise than give his full and hearty support to the continuation of the policies of the present administration under Republican auspices.